Welcome to the Monday Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resendez. With me inside the KRWG studios is Jason Gibbs, business editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. And Jason, happy Monday morning to you.
Happy Monday morning.
Hopefully you recover from Father's Day weekend and are ready to start tackling work again.
Yeah, we're back at it. Full swing this week.
Now, let's take a look at the El Paseo development, which is on the cover this week.
This has been an interesting story to follow. You know, the El Paseo corridor is sort of unique because it's not really considered a major arterial for the city of Las Cruces, so it doesn't get some of the attention that Loman and Telshore do. But it's still a really critical connection between the businesses that are on El Paseo and, of course, downtown and here at the university. And, you know, they did a study during the Realizing El Paseo program, and it was funded through 2015, and things kind of stagnated a little after that. There didn't seem to be a lot of support or even interest in the community and moving forward with that project as opposed to the downtown work or getting Main Street fixed, things like that.
Some of the earlier priorities.
Yeah, that just took priority. But we are seeing some movement down there. You know, the old Kmart that became a Sea Park Community Church. Back when the church bought that Kmart, the city created three commercial lots in the front of the parking lot toward El Paseo.
Yes.
And you may have seen, if you've driven by, there's some fencing around one of those plots now. And it looks like Dion's Pizza has expressed some interest in coming into that spot.
So we're looking at a second location.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And this is still very preliminary. No permits have been filed, requested, or granted. But it seems that there is some retail interest coming back to the area. Now, the other bugaboo on El Paseo, of course, is the old Pros Ranch Market.
Which, you know, for the longest time before Pros Ranch came in, the conversation was that that was going to be an anchor for a lot of other businesses to come in.
And it just didn't pan out as expected. But I was talking to some folks over at the city, and they were telling me that they have indeed had some nibbles on the space. Nothing's really come through yet, but they are actively shopping it, of course. And then with those other two pad developments and then some empty developments, this is another thing the city is starting last week, actually. They're sending out surveys to property owners because, you know, either side of El Paseo, there's the infill district where businesses or property owners can get some help, assistance from the city, expediting permits and working through the process. And they're reaching out now to some of the property owners that are vacant properties or undeveloped land. And saying, reaching out and asking, okay, so what's the holdup? What's the problem? Is there something we're doing wrong? How can we attract more business to this area? And seeing if maybe the people just don't know that there are incentives available along that corridor as well. So I think we're going to see some slow growth there. It's kind of stagnant growth, but we're seeing some signs of life. And that's good because it really is, I mean, it's important to the students for one. Because most of our restaurants are, you know, the quick food restaurants are either on University or run up El Paseo and grab a burger.
You know, again, there are some businesses that have been there for quite some time. But, you know, again, being able to bring in an anchor store that can really generate a buzz and bring in some of the smaller businesses, which, unfortunately, Pros Ranch was not able to do.
I know. And that was too bad because they were a great shop and they filled a very specific and important niche for us. So hopefully they'll get someone in soon.
And in the profile, Chala's Wood Fire Grill in Mesilla. That's something new for me.
Yeah, I was unaware of it as well until Alexia wrote the story for us this week. They've been around about a year, and they've got this great, fresh, sort of revisioned, heritage-inspired southern New Mexico cuisine. And it's really interesting that they started out. Frankie Torres is the owner, and he started out trying to make the food the way his grandparents would have. And so they don't have a freezer. They don't have a microwave. Everything is brought in fresh, cooked fresh. And one thing that I think is really interesting is they do a lot of smoking of their meats. They do their bacon. They smoke other meats.
So traditional smoke on premises.
Yeah, straight up traditional. And it's really neat. And they bake their own breads. just very old school. So it's really interesting. And they do breakfast, brunch, and evening meal. And, you know, definitely worth checking out. It's kind of interesting. Torres said he began cooking at a young age, and he would help prepare meals in Tortugas at Our Lady of Guadalupe during the fiesta, and watching his grandmother, Chalamet.
Okay, that's where it comes
from. That's where the name comes from, cook. So they're kind of bringing those traditions forward, modernizing them. He's got some great culinary training at El Centro College in Dallas, and he's really sort of keeping the faith with the old ways, but modernizing them a little.
Yeah, so that sounds pretty neat.
It's really neat.
Worth checking out. And in the green column this week, what do we have going on there?
Well, Carrie Hamlin is with us this week. She is looking forward actually to September. You know, we're looking at summer when we all love to go out and enjoy the weather and, you know, hit the farmer's market and enjoy Las Cruces.
Some nice hiking.
But September is Monuments to Main Street month in Cruces. And we're going to have our three local monuments featured, as well as our downtown area. And between those two, above those two, there are several events that are still being worked on, but it's going to involve health and wellness, some native plant work, and the unveiling of the White Sands National Monument Girl Scout Achievement Patch. And if you remember, Carrie was very much involved in designing the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks patch for the Girl Scouts. And in the way that Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks has been used as a venue to promote business, it's also promoting outdoorism for children. And Carrie just recently got back from some meetings in Southern California. She met with a bunch of chambers and business owners, and they're actually going to use our model again to create some patches for the Girl Scouts down there for some of their national monuments.
What makes this interesting is to see that Las Cruces and our community is being used as a model in other communities across the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's wonderful to see, and she's spoken to Congress about it. We're definitely being set up as a model.
Thank you very much, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure, as always.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resende.